And then there are Oscar talk and Oscar mentions, and you probably have heard that. And Lily Gladstone maybe getting an Oscar nomination. And what have you heard?
Well, she's been here during our June ceremonies. We dance during June over about half of June. We're actually preparing, getting clothes on, dancing, or getting our grandkids ready. And then other times we're having family dinners. So that's a time for us. And she has here at family dinners and having a good time. And so we're glad to see her. We do talk among ourselves about how wonderful it would be to have her at least nominated. Winning would be outstanding. She stands with DiCaprio to stay on the same scene with that incredibly talented actor. DiCaprio, I think this is his best acting job. I saw Titanic and I've seen, you know, Gangs of New York. He did well. Revenant, I think that was, to me, was my favorite, what he did in that movie. And oh, by the way, some of the people that behind the cameras that worked on Revenant worked on this movie. I think this was Leo DiCaprio's best acting job. And Robert De Niro has a much larger role in this. He is very much involved throughout the movie. Those three should get some recognition at the Academy Awards.
In our previous interview, you told me you were a 16-year-old boy when you drove your grandmother from luncheons with her friends, and you felt that they had been telling stories about this. And I know you became chief, which is a major, major accomplishment, but then to think that this 16-year-old boy eventually walked the red carpet of the very story that your grandmother and her friends were talking about.
If you had a chance, go check out, and get on the internet, the story of the Osages. There's six Osages that went from our homes in Missouri to France in the late 1820s. And they wandered around France for years until the good people of the city of Montauban took up a collection and paid their passage back to the Osage country. A good relationship with southern France, Montauban and the surrounding areas. And that was discussed when we were over there, how many of us carry French names or influence. My middle name is spelled Mongrain, but it's pronounced not Mongrain. Some Osages, one branch does that. But my side of the family calls it Mowgli. We have Revelettes. We have Chotos. I guess they're related to the Cherokee Chotos. We have Bollingers, Tarian, Revolvers. We have a lot of explorer and trader families. And so when I used to talk, and hopefully I'll talk again to the people in Missouri, I always say, you want to know where the French explorers went? Well, that's us. I'd say over half of our tribe is French in one way or another. That was discussed while we were hanging out in southern France. And in fact, Tali Redcorn, who plays the medicine man, he mentioned that when he was getting ready to pray for us all. Because he actually is a man of prayer in our tribe. He mentioned how we returned to France. And now here we are after this period of since 1830s, when our people were here before. So I thought that was an interesting connection that they mentioned.
Absolutely. I like what you said, hanging out in southern France. You were hanging out in the French Riviera, such a beautiful area.
Well, you know, John, I didn't even get to the beach because they had us in such a tight schedule. I saw it. It was like 50 yards away, the water. The yachts there were, I was told how much some of those cost. sauce. I don't know if it's true or not. It was unbelievable. The people that were participating and do participate, it's just, I say it's a different world. It's lovely. I mean, the breads there are bread baskets and croissants and butter. My gosh. And fruit plates. And there's a lot of that going on. Really nice. But I was just there just for a few days with my lovely wife, and we saw a little bit of that world.